This is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1997, recorded on Thursday, the 8th of February, 2018. Also included this week is the EDP Norfolk Memory Stick, with the February 2018 edition of the magazine. We hope you enjoy this recording. Call us on 01603 765 365, that's 765 365, with your news, views and comments. We always like to hear from you. Part one of Chatterbox this week is read by
Alison Applin
and Don Cleaver. We will have two features again this week. The first is encouraging. It tells of one Norwich shoe brand that has endured. The second is a little more alarming, but you'll have to wait and see why. We will now start with some of the stories making the news in Norwich this week.
And we start today with four stories from the centre of Norwich, starting at Anglia Square. Over recent years, we've heard several times about possible redevelopment of this square, but now it looks much more possible, as Norwich City Council has received a £12 million boost towards the redevelopment. However, as we'll hear a little later, this is not without controversy. And further debate has been stirred up not far away, with a proposal to tear down the Victorian gas holder at the bottom of Gas Hill. The furious debate over what to call the steepest hill in Norwich if the gas holder goes is yet to come. Meanwhile, at City Hall, the customer centre is to be refurbished at a cost of £270,000. And, coincidentally, the Evening News also learned that the City Council tax is going up.
Plans for the revamp of Norwich's Anglia Square will be lodged within weeks, following a £12 million funding boost seen as key to unlocking the development. Norwich City Council was successful in a bid for money to help the scheme off the ground, although a similar bid to kickstart the Deal Ground development on the edge of the city was not successful. Projects in Cringleford and Thetford have also been handed multi-million pound boosts to get homes built. At Anglia Square, council bosses hope the money will help cover the demolition of the existing buildings and the redevelopment, making it more viable for a higher proportion of the 1,350 homes proposed as part of the square's transformation to be affordable. Western Homes and Columbia Threadneedle have been drawing up plans which would see a revamp for the square. The current shopping complex would be demolished, with homes built above new shops and restaurants. There would be a new multi-storey car park, a replacement cinema at ground level, and in one of the most contentious elements of the plans, a 25-storey tower block.
Controversy is building over the potential tearing down of Norwich's landmark Victorian gas holder, with City Hall's own conservation department saying it cannot support its demolition. The 16-sided Victorian gas holder off Gas Hill, which dates back to 1880, is earmarked for removal by the National Grid, along with an underground one nearby. The Victorian one is locally listed, and Norwich City Council's local plan, a blueprint for development in the city, wanted consideration to keeping it as part of a potential development of up to 15 homes at the site. They are a highly visible link between the present and the past, which is a fundamental element of historic value as defined by Historic England.
The section of Norwich's City Hall where people go to deal with issues such as council tax, rent, parking permits and housing, is to get a revamp at a cost of £270,000. Norwich City Council says it needs to spend the money to improve its customer centre and turn it into a modern, welcoming and flexible space. But the work will mean that the centre has to close for 14 weeks, starting from Monday, May the 7th. The council is finalising alternative arrangements and have promised that there will be a location close to City Hall where people will be able to head for appointments. Matthew Packer, Norwich City Council's cabinet member with responsibility for customer contact, said, "The customer centre is in need of refurbishment, and this will be an important milestone in our work to achieve a digital-first customer approach. Thousands of customers are already choosing to use our website to access council services, and this new environment will enable more residents to self-serve while still allowing us to provide in-person support for those that need it." The council says the old-style counters in the centre off Bethel Street, which is visited by almost 1,600 people per week, will be removed. The idea is that the new look centre, which will be more open plan, will encourage self-service. There will be fixed tablets where people can access online services and free Wi-Fi.
A council tax increase of nearly 3% on the share of bills which go to Norwich City Council has moved a step nearer. The Labour-led cabinet at City Hall last night recommended a 2.99% increase, with a final decision to be made by the full council later this month. The increase would mean that people in a Band D property would pay £74.50 extra a year to City Hall. However, the majority of homes in the city are Band A and B, which would add an extra £4.97 and £5.79 a year, respectively, to their bills. Paul Kendrick, the council's cabinet member for resources, said the increase would add to the council's tax base and would be the gift that keeps on giving in years to come. He said officers had done well to prevent cuts to frontline services, but warned there could be cuts in future years. He said, since 2013-14, the revenue support grant which we get from the government has fallen from £9 million to under £1 million in the next financial year and will entirely disappear in the next few years. We'll still need to find £10 million of savings over the next 4 years, so we'll have to make tough decisions in the future. Norfolk County Council is next week likely to agree a 5.99% increase in its share of the council tax, which would add about £74 to the annual bill of a Band D householder. And Norfolk's Police and Crime Commissioner is putting up the policing share by 5.5%, adding nearly £12 to a Band D bill.